Hello and welcome to another GetGreatEnglish.com podcast. And today I'm going to tell you about a great way to help you read aloud more fluently from a document. So this process is called chunking, or using chunks. And basically what happens is, instead of reading out everything word by word, which can make you sound a little less fluent and a little bit staccato, to use a musical term, you should read maybe a few words at a time, and this can help you sound more fluent. The words flow together, and when you're reading first to mark your chunks, you can think about which words go together, which words collocate well, I guess. So there should be a PDF file that you can download with this podcast. So you'll want to take a look at that first. I'm going to give you the word by word example first, and then after that I'll read you the example with my chunks. So the first word by word example, listen carefully. One day, as I was walking to the station on my way to work, I encountered something quite strange. By the side of the road, there was a brown sack jerking and shaking. I was quite nervous about investigating. Inside the sack was obviously an animal of some kind. If it were aggressive, might I catch some disease? I wondered to myself. I didn't open the bag myself. There was no need. As I approached the sack, there emerged two small puppies, and soon after, a third. I am usually terrified of dogs, but on this occasion, I could barely help but handle the puppies to check they were healthy. I had no time to waste due to my train departing in approximately 5 minutes, so I picked up the puppies and left them with a police officer at the train station. Not very natural, is it? How about this next example where I'm using chunks? So listen carefully again. One day, as I was walking to the station on my way to work, I encountered something quite strange by the side of the road. There was a brown sack jerking and shaking. I was quite nervous about investigating. Inside the sack was obviously an animal of some kind. If it were aggressive, might I catch some disease? I wondered to myself. I didn't open the bag myself. There was no need. As I approached the sack, there emerged two small puppies, and soon after, a third. I am usually terrified of dogs, but on this occasion, I could barely help but handle puppies to check they were healthy. I had no time to waste due to my train departing in approximately 5 minutes, so I picked up the puppies and left them with a police officer at the train station. So, as you can tell, it's a lot better to use chunking rather than just having long sentences that are unmarked. If you need to read something aloud, use chunks. It sounds so much better, and it's also easier for your listeners to understand what you're saying. I hope this was helpful for you. If so, why not share it with friends? Share it on Google+, Twitter, Facebook, or you can even send it by email. Thanks very much.